You're listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, your personal soundtrack to the end of the world. Not my personal soundtrack, not his personal soundtrack, not hers, not its, not she's, but your personal soundtrack. That was Rammstein and Du Hast, or in the vernacular, you hate me. Do we really, Rammstein, do we really, truly hate you? I don't know. Actually, I don't know you to hate you, and therefore, Du Hast ist nicht true. Pardon my German, I just got off the train. Hubba, hubba, hubba. While Rammstein was singing his blackened little heart out, I wondered. No, I didn't wonder who wrote the Book of Love, because I already know the answer to that question. The answer is Peter Gabriel. No, I wondered. What would it be like to have a chat with The Cure's Robert Smith now that the apocalypse is in full swing? So much so did I wonder that I decided to make it happen. And here is the end result. Enjoy, my little beavers. Beavers. Lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, it is the one, the only, the lipstick-laden Robert Smith. How are you, Robert?
Oh, hello. I'm actually doing quite well, thank you. I'm calling you from London, as you might expect. I was just writing a song. But then, I'm always writing songs.
You've been in the music industry for over 25 years. Everyone has pretty much considered your music a little dark, a little gloomy, a little goth, and I know you hate the term goth, but curious. How is the apocalypse going to affect your musical stylings?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I think, well, honestly, I can't imagine that it would affect me anyway, but I know that now that the world is infested with the undead, I hate to say this, but I actually have an unlimited supply of inspiration. And I believe that with what was happening outside, The Cure is going to have another 25 years of glorious and wonderful music.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Now, I have a question for you that may seem a little personal. I don't know. But I'm going to ask it anyway. The world has changed. Our priorities have changed. How is it, or is it, that you have time now to spend teasing your massive hairdos, your coifs, your do's, as it were? And are you still applying that beautiful shade of red to your lips, drawing outside the lines, as it were?
There's never a time that I don't... actually, answering that question's a little hard, because when I wake up in the morning, my hair is just the way it is. I have a rough time sleeping, especially now that the world is filled with zombies. And so I toss and turn at night, and I believe that I grab my hair and pull it, and, well... That's just the way it is. As far as the lipstick is concerned, it's kind of a permanent stain at this point. And, well, it's part of who I am. When I look in the mirror and I see naked lips, I don't see Robert Smith. I see someone else. I see Jane Doe or anyone else but me.
I can accept that answer, because we all have our little shtick. It would be like me trying to, you know, speak to my microphone, make love to it, as it were, without a pause here and there. So I get you. You and me, Robert Smith, simpatico. Maybe in another lifetime we'd be BFFs.
That would be fun. Actually, when I heard you wanted to call me and have this little interview, the first thing that came to my mind was, why can't I be you? So, yeah.
Thank you, Robert Smith. I am flattered. The idea that someone would want to be me tickles me in my fancy spot. Anyway, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, Mr. Robert Smith, and chatting with the Zombie Radio Nation. I hope you and so many like you are going to continue creating your art so that we can survive the apocalypse with grace and music. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No, the pleasure's all mine. I hope that as soon as we get a new album recorded, I'll send it to you and you can play it. You can premiere it on your radio station. Thank you for having me.
And there you have it, Zombie Radio Nation. What if Robert Smith took the time to answer my questions? What would you ask him? What would you ask Robert Smith? What would you ask anyone if you could talk to anyone living or dead? Who would it be and what would you ask? Call me, tweet me, email me, send me smoke signals. I don't care. Just let me know. And now, I have to play you a song. And who better to play than The Cure? Let's dig deep into The Cure's L'Histoire. I'm going to play you one of my favorite Cure songs, back from The Head on the Door. The song is called Kyoto Song. I hope you all can figure out exactly what this thing means, because it is sexy.
Skin, it tells you have